Thank you for joining us today. You are listening to Crossing Cultures with Phil Metzger. You can connect with us on social media at Crossing Cultures or by visiting crossingculture.org. Now let's get into today's message with Pastor Phil.
Well, thank you for joining me on this episode of Crossing Cultures. I'm excited about what we're going to bring to you today. And I hope you had an amazing Thanksgiving. Had a lot of great food, but also had opportunity to pause and to reflect on the goodness of God and the grace of God over each one of our lives. In this episode, I'm going to pause from teaching through 2 Corinthians to take a moment and focus our attention on a element of kind of life and ministry that is so important and, you know, sometimes goes overlooked, but is just so absolutely important. And it's our children. And of course, you know, if you have a little one, you're like, I'm not overlooking. I have them all the time. They remind me that they're there. And I was thinking about some verses in the scripture, especially relating to things that Jesus said. You know, I was even thinking about that time in the New Testament when families were bringing their kids to Jesus and the disciples actually stopped them like, hey, he's too busy. Jesus has too much to do. It's a pretty typical response from most adults, from most of us, I should say, where we prioritize. And usually when we prioritize in a way that, you know, this is most important and then this and then this and then this. And, you know, the idea of kids coming to Jesus just wasn't as important as maybe he needed to bring somebody who was sick or somebody who was important needed to get to talk to you. Whatever it was, the disciples felt it appropriate to actually stop people from coming to Jesus. And we read in the scriptures that Jesus got angry. It actually angered him that this happened. And I think it's important that we remember that there's something about kids that Jesus wants us to learn from. I think of this verse in Matthew chapter 19, verse 14. Jesus said, let the children come to me. Don't stop them. For the kingdom of heaven belongs to those who are like these children. You know, I think about that. The fact that Jesus had to say, don't stop them, reminds me that I have a tendency to prioritize in ways that are not kingdom of heaven minded. It's not gospel minded. It's not Jesus minded. It's my own way of thinking about it. It's my own way of seeing these, kids. And Jesus tells me, don't stop them. Let them come to me. For such is the kingdom of heaven. And in today's episode, I'm going to sit down with our children's pastor, and we're just going to talk about ministering to kids and what he's learned in his experience of reaching out to kids. But also then we're going to sit down with some kids. And of course, you know, as an adult, it can be a clunky conversation in the sense that there's pauses, there's giggles, there's silly answers. And I'm for all of it. And I hope you will be too today, because in this, we are reminded of how much Jesus loves our children, how much Jesus loves the children of the world, and how we need to become like children, because for such is the kingdom of heaven. You know, we don't have to be necessarily immature, but children are not immature for their age. We don't necessarily have to say the same things that kids do, but for their age, it makes perfect sense. Instead, what I want to encourage you in today is this. Let's listen with a humble and an open heart. Let's listen to what these kids have to say. Let's listen to what a children's pastor has to say. And then let's commit ourselves or even recommit ourselves to deeper growth, to deeper humility, and to deeper self-reflection. Lord, help me to be more like children. Help me to be more like a child for such is the kingdom of heaven. Help me to grow. Help me to learn. Help me to not, you know, and I'm going to use this phrase, I think it's this idea of calcifying, where I'm so frozen in my own mindset, my own way of thinking. I just forget that I didn't used to think like that. I didn't used to be like that. And to get the wonder and the joy of life back into my life, I can become so cynical, so discouraged, so depressed, so isolated. But kids see things in the present in ways that we forget over time. And I want to encourage you as we have these conversations, be present. Just be in this moment and let God speak to each one of us. All right, I hope you enjoy this episode of Crossing Cultures.
You are listening to Crossing Cultures with Phil Metzger. If this ministry has added value to you and you would like to hear more content, you can subscribe at our Crossing Cultures podcast or visit us online at www.crossingculture.org. If you would like to support us financially, you can do that on our website at www.crossingculture.org. Now let's hop into today's discussion with Pastor Phil and our special guest.
All right, I'm right now sitting down with my good buddy, Daryl Yard. Daryl is our children's pastor here at Calvary San Diego. And in just a minute, we're going to sit down with a bunch of cool kids, huh, Daryl?
Yeah, they are amazing. I hang out with them every Sunday. Best friends.
I think you might have the best job.
I do. And I always tell everyone, parents, all my best friends are about 12 and under.
That's perfect, isn't it? And you guys get to have snacks at church. So yeah. I feel like we need to introduce snacks at adult services too. It might help.
It's called communion.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Ours is coming little fishes.
We need to do it more often. Yeah, yours come in goldfish and fruit, you know, fruit cups and all right. That kind of stuff. The reason we're doing this today, it's Thanksgiving weekend. We're celebrating just gratitude towards the Lord. And yeah, I just had this thought over and over and over of like, we live in this like season of life, this time right now that it's really divisive. It's a very difficult time for a lot of people, whether it's like, you know, dealing with, you know, how to, you know, you know, what does life look like at work? What does it look like in my relationships? A lot of marriages struggling, friendships struggling, where Christians are even kind of fighting with each other a lot. And I thought, maybe it'd be worth it to sit down with a bunch of kids who see the world a little different than we adults do. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't turn on the news and like see, you know, this war and this problem and this issue. They kind of like, they're looking for cartoons mm-hmm. and we can write it off as just simplistic. But then I think of that verse where Jesus said, let the children come to me for such is the kingdom of heaven. Do you have any thoughts to that?
What I see from kids is that they're always, in the moment, their worries are, even though kids, I always say kids go through real problems, mm-hmm. real things, and we have a real Jesus, but I think they can trust that real Jesus a lot easier than adults. And you know how when you're an adult, you're kind of worried about yourself a lot and you're worried about the next thing you're going to do. And so you're never actually present in a moment.
That's so true.
And kids are really good at being present in the moment with a person and not worrying about the future.
Don't we have a tendency to kind of write them off as, oh, they're cute and all, but we tend to not see the value of learning from kids.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we write kids off extremely fast and we think that they can't learn, but really they learn so much better than us because they're teachable.
You know, I spent a lot of years when I was younger and then even into some of my adult years working with like kids ministry type things. We've talked quite a bit about that. Yeah. Colby, I worked with Salty, you know.
Phil's basically a legend in my mind.
Yeah, that's why I hired him because he thinks so highly of me. Yeah. No, you know, Peter and Hanukkah Jacobs, Debbie and Ernie Rattino, just amazing like youth ministry, children's ministry people. And I was thinking about something Ernie had said to me once, the guy who mm-hmm. created Salty. He said, you know, I create music and shows for adults, and then I put on a silly blue costume and make it sound like a kid would love it. Mm. In other words, the content is adult content. Mm-hmm. It's not dumbed down.
Yeah.
It's like adult stuff. And I see you doing that in the kids ministry all the time.
Yeah. I grew up with Salty mm-hmm. and Colby, on TBN. And looking back, it wasn't watered down at all. And I knew, and I would know Bible verses by heart, but really what they meant. And those, I can still sing songs that were in Salty. And as a kid, like I loved that stuff and I got all of it. And what I can see in a lot, there's a lot of amazing kids ministry stuff out there. Mm. But what we tend to do is we dumb it down a lot. Mm. Or we make it over complex with words that we don't even know what they mean because it's Christianese.
Right.
And so either we're going too Christianese and we don't actually know what words mean ourselves.
Right.
Or we dumb it down so much where, you know, kids, it doesn't make sense anymore.
Right.
And I think the gospel can be, explained in like a very biblical way and kids understand it. Even hard right. things like what sacrifice and
right.
and those type of things that might be hard. But I think when you take the time to explain it, and it might take a few weeks or a month or, you know, it might take a half a year, but they soak it up and then they make more sense out of it. And when we do small groups,
they get it, right?
Yeah. When we do small groups after we learn the lesson, we're just always like, kids will say stuff, we're asking them questions about the lesson, and then we're just blown away. Like, that is just the best answer. And I didn't even think about it like that.
I was thinking about this because, like, you know, at the height of the pandemic, especially when we were at the very first couple of weeks, we really, you know, pushed into our, you know, pressed into our videos and just like making it as accessible as possible. And I remember how many, I just recalling so many parents saying, I love these kids' videos. Like, and there's so much great out there. I'm not just trying to promote our own thing, but just to say, like, it's not just for kids. Like, we all grow from the same, I hate to use the word simple. It's not, there's nothing simple about the truths of the scriptures, but they can be grasped. They can be held onto. They can be lived out. And you guys are doing that. And I was thinking about this too, Daryl, when the Bible tells us to become like children, you know, all your helpers are adults, but they need to learn. They're not just there to teach. They got to be there to learn. How do you do this? Because I think you're a great model of this. How do you learn from kids? How do you make sure that we hold on to that same mindset of let the little children come to me, like, for such is the kingdom of heaven? What are some tools that parents and adults could hear right now that you would say, man, these are some great qualities I see in the kids that I minister to. I want to be more like that.
My biggest thing is to stop facilitating and start doing and start being. So I think the hardest thing for us is to stop, be in the moment and play. Another thing is to slow down. I think we write off kids a lot because we're too rushed to listen to them. And don't jump to a conclusion that we think is right, but take time to hear where they're coming from. And, but I think slow down and question things, see things from a different angle. Cause I think they see everything from just a fresh angle. And that's where you get the surprising answers of, wow, I've never thought about that verse like that, but you're totally right. Like, that is a good point. And so, yeah, I think for our kids ministry, it's to slow down, to be in the moment, to stop facilitating and start doing, to start being a kid, sit with the kids, play with the kids, hang out with the kids. And then ask them questions and then listen to what they're saying.
And I think we're going to really enjoy the conversation that we're going to have with these kiddos in just a second.
Yeah.
And I imagine we're going to hear a lot of, I don't know, or total silence at moments, because that's what's in their heart at that moment. And I love that, because about being present and like letting even their own silence or the fact that they don't know something, that speaks to me. If I'll let it. I think we get so, especially as Christian adults, you know, we're both pastors in the ministry. We tend to feel like we have to always have an answer. And, you know, the Bible says like, give an answer, but sometimes, you know, the Bible says give an answer, but it doesn't say you always have the answer.
Yeah.
And I think that the kids, you're right. They teach us to be very present. I learned so much. I'm drawn to their infectious joy. I think we think that kids don't understand the nuances of difficulty, but they do. They understand hardship. They process it different than we do. Maybe it's in a more healthy way. You know, they cry it out, or or they release it in ways that, you know, we would say that's behaviorally unacceptable, but it kind of makes some sense.
Yeah, it does.
And I love these kids that we're going to talk to. So we're going to have what are the ages of kids that we're going to talk to?
So yeah, we've got TJ, he's probably the youngest. And then we've got, so he's like 7.
Okay.
And then we've got Ben and Egan, they're about 10. And then we've got Aiden, who's 11, who's my buddy. He's my 30-year-old.
he's trapped in an 11-year-old. He's the guru of the Sunday school.
Yeah, I love him. He's so fun and super helpful. And then we've got Sarah, who's about, I think, 8 or 9. And yeah, so they're a fantastic bunch of kids that I hang out with a lot and that teach me a lot. So
I think we tried to, like, you know, not just like, you know, who are the most bubbly and the most this or whatever, just like kids that are a part of this church and a part of this thing, and they're going to have something to say.
Yeah.
And what are you expecting to get from them? What are you expecting to have happen now?
Lots of giggles and,
from us,
from us. No, yeah. Lots of giggles and lots of honesty. And yeah, I think they've all taught me something by saying things in a different perspective or, like a different way. And I just enjoy them a lot. I enjoy these kids a lot. Yeah.
Well, if you're listening to this episode of Crossing Cultures, it's a little bit different than our normal, but we thought it'd be fun for a Thanksgiving weekend to what are we really grateful for? We're so thankful for the Lord. And you know what? I want to say we're thankful for our kids. Our kids are teaching us about what it looks like to follow Jesus in the simplicity of just loving him and knowing him. And, you know, what are all the disciplines of our Christian life? If we were to process it and filter it through the eyes of a child, I want to encourage you to really not turn off or to tune out when we do, when we have this interview. I think it'll be well worth your time. And I know I'm excited to get to talk to these kiddos because I think we'll get an honest answer. And I think it's going to really encourage each one of us in our faith. So Daryl, I want to thank you for what you do. What you do for kids ministry is of the utmost importance. And I want to thank all the kids ministry people all over. If you're listening to this and you serve in kids ministry, you are amazing. We love you and thank you.
Yep, you're our hero.
They really are. They really are. And if you are not serving in the kids ministry and you need to learn about what it means for to come to Jesus as a little child, then you need to sign up for your kids ministry. Whatever church you're going to, sign up. Why? Because if we don't, we're going to calcify. We're going to just become crotchety people. I can see the tendency in myself. Mm-hmm. If I'm not around I'm going to hang out with a six-year-old right now. I got nothing in common with a six-year-old, but maybe I'm going to discover that I do have a lot in common and we're going to grow together. I don't want to calcify. I don't want to become lost in my own adult thoughts. I need to be reminded of what it means to come to Jesus as a kid.
And just like any culture, we're afraid of what we don't know. And I think when we step into, sometimes we are hesitant to step into kids ministry because we feel this disconnect and that we don't know. Or sometimes we can complain about kids but we don't also hang out with them. And I think when you step into that culture of kids and embrace it, that's when you start learning. And then that's when you start being more understanding of what kids go through because you've been in it with them and you experience with them. So you're not just an outsider looking in to something you don't understand and then pointing the finger and blaming everything on the kids.
Right.
I think when you get into kids ministry, you start seeing the problem with yourself and the problem with the adults around you. Not problem, but you start seeing how you can learn and the need for kids and what you get out of being around kids.
Like for really, such is the kingdom of heaven.
So good.
The kingdom of heaven.
Yeah.
And one more question. I know I said this I think 5 questions ago, I said one more question to you, but today at our church here in Calvary, San Diego, we're starting up our ministry called Better Together.
Yes.
Which is a special needs outreach to our community and to those in our church, maybe families. You know, we think of like how hard it is for families to bring kids to church, period. Mm-hmm. Just getting up, getting out the door, getting everybody dressed and reasonably, you know, like put together. But for so many of our families, when maybe they have a child that has a unique need, a special need, that becomes even more difficult. And we hear it over and over how many places they don't feel like they could go there because it might be too hard. They don't want to put the pressure on the kids ministry with their kid. And I think that kind of broke all of our hearts.
Yeah. Yeah. The fact that like a parent could think that their kid would be a burden to us, I think is
heartbreaking.
It's heartbreaking because you see it in their face when they're telling you like, I want to bring my kid, but I just don't know. And I'm scared and I don't want to burden anyone with this. But, you know, as a church, that's exactly where we want to be. Well, those
you had a story support of just that very thing at Halloween. You were telling us all about that.
Yeah, a mom at Halloween came up to me and said, "You know, my son's 4. He's on the spectrum. I'd love to bring him to church, but I'm just afraid. And I've been wanting to come to this church for a while now. And do you have anything?" And I just even just us thinking about. I told her we were thinking about starting this thing called Better Together. And we were gearing up for it and we're thinking about kids that are special needs. And even just the fact that we were thinking about it as a church, she was crying. Mm. She was overwhelmed because we were giving her kid thought and we were giving parents like her thought. And because we love them, we weren't just going to not do anything, but we're going to actually start moving towards how can we help.
It's interesting because we know we have families in our church who have kids or even young adults at this point with special needs. And we've been talking about this now for several months and it's amazing. I've seen two really stark things happen that I think are so important. One, these families come up saying, "Thank you for like, you're acknowledging my child. Yeah. Like I love my child and I'm proud of my child and I want people to see that and to know that." And I think the second thing is it's like, they exist. They don't just have to disappear.
Yeah.
You know, that they don't, and that's why we're calling this Better Together. Yes. It's like, we actually think and believe, and we know it to be true.
we have much to learn from people with unique needs. Mm-hmm. And so I'm excited about what's going to happen in the coming months. You know, it's messy ministry, but all ministry is messy.
Yes.
It's always messy. I mean, especially in kids ministry, especially in the nursery, it's a very messy
business. Yeah. And that's when it gets fun, is when it gets messy.
I think so too, right?
Yeah. And that's when it gets meaningful, is when you have those hard conversations, or when you get to step in. And Jesus, that's exactly what Jesus did. Mm. He stepped into our mess. And that is one thing that I love about Jesus, is he stepped into my mess.
Yes.
And because he did that, and because he loved us in that way, he calls us. People are going to know that you follow me by the way that, by loving other people the same way that I have loved you. That's what he said to his disciples.
Yes, right.
And the same way that Jesus has loved us is stepping into our mess. And so if we are not able to step into other people's mess, but we want to do ministry, I don't think those two go together.
Right.
I think
exactly.
You got to step into a mess.
You got to be willing to get a little dirty, right?
Yeah. You got to get dirty. And it's awesome. It's so good.
And then you kind of discover I'm messed up too.
Yeah. Like, yep.
I'm my life is messy.
Yeah.
And it's okay. We can do this together. Yep. Better together. That's the whole idea.
Better together. Yeah.
I'm excited about these kiddos. Let's bring them in. And thank you for being with us. We're going to jump into an interview with some amazing, amazing kids.
You're listening to Crossing Cultures with Phil Metzger. If this ministry has added value to you and you would like to hear more content, you can subscribe to our Crossing Cultures podcast or visit us online at crossingculture.org or philmetzger.com. We would love to send you a copy of Jeremy and Adie Camp's book on marriage titled In Unison for your gift of $10 or more. You can do that on our website at crossingculture.org or philmetzger.com. Up next, we have Child of the King by The New Divide. Make sure to stick around after the song for a conversation with Pastor Phil and the kids from Calvary San Diego.
Grace ran down your arms. Mercy slid down your brow. Yet through all that pain, God, you thought of me somehow. Freely you laid down your Father's shining crown. For all my shame, God, that was my shame. Child of the King. Oh, I know it's mine to proclaim. I was paid for in blood. I was paid for in blood. I was paid for in blood. Yes, I was paid for.
Edition of Crossing Cultures. This is going to be one of my most favorite because I have with me, I have some amazing human beings. They're really old. I have some really old people in the room with me right now. If you're just listening to this, they're really, really old. I'm joined by a whole bunch of amazing kids from our kids ministry here at Calvary San Diego, and we're going to talk about God, the Bible, and about life. And they've got some deep things to say. And I want to remind you all, we just had an amazing Thanksgiving. It's a Thanksgiving weekend. We're going to talk about Thanksgiving. When we live in a world that seems so divided, I think that we need to be reminded of the verse, let's come to Jesus like little children. So we're going to talk about what that means today. But first, let me introduce to you my amazing Bible scholars. They're all around the room. Okay, I'm going to start over here, and I'm going to ask you to say your name and how old you are, and then I'll do my name and how old I am, okay? Okay, let's do it.
Hello, my name is Egan, and I am 10 years old.
10 years old. Jump onto that microphone right there, boss man.
Hi, my name is Benjamin, and I'm 9 and a half.
9 and a half. When's your birthday?
December 13th.
December 13th, okay. What's your name again?
It's Jennifer.
Well, what is it? I can't remember.
Hi, my name is Sarah, and I'm 7 and a half years old.
You're 7 and a half years old now? Oh my gosh, I thought you were 13. Okay, who are you?
Hi, my name is Aiden, and I'm 11 years old.
11 years old, and who's this cool-looking dude?
My name is TJ, and I'm 6 years old.
You're 6 years old? Okay, my name is... Okay, what's my name?
Phil.
Phil. Okay, my name is Phil, and let's just ask the question, how old do you think I am?
Probably about 47.
Whoa.
Ah, my microphone went over because he got it right. He said I was 47 years old, and you win a prize. How old did you think I was, TJ?
I don't know.
You don't know. How old did you think I was, Sarah?
47.
Okay. Yeah. Now I'm feeling 47. How old did you think? Egan, be very nice.
Well. I was actually thinking maybe about 49.
Oh, 49. Okay, I'll take that. Benjamin, did you have a guess?
I thought you were in your 50s.
Oh, my. I am not as old as your dad. I'm just kidding. Oh, your dad's young, right? How old's your dad?
41.
41. He's a very, very young guy.
No, 42.
42.
My brother's
42.
Older than him.
What?
My brother's older than your dad.
Your brother's older than your dad. And I'm also joined, and Daryl, you can just share mine if you want. Or okay. I'm joined with our kids ministry pastor here at Calvary San Diego, Daryl Yard. Daryl, what do you got to say for you?
Here I am. My name's Daryl Yard.
Okay, how old is Daryl, guys?
Yeah, this is good.
How old is Daryl,
guys?
Okay.
You guys hang out with me all the time.
29.
Ben, you're my favorite.
So you're 29. I'm 29. Okay, Ben says I'm 29.
Egan?
How about you, Egan?
I think you are 35.
Okay. Ooh. 35.
Okay, hard pass.
What do you think, TJ? How old is he? How old is Daryl? 42. Yes,
okay.
We're going to go with
I'm
40.
Definitely going to start taking my vitamins now.
I'm
already looking
Sarah,
42.
Sarah, how old do you think he is?
35.
Yeah, I think
okay.
That's a very solid guess.
Wow.
I think he's in his 30s. I'm going to say 36.
36, oh, okay.
Yeah. Daryl, the real number is ready. Guys, drum roll.
My real age is 31.
Oh!
Good guess. Good guesses. You guys were kind of close.
I think 42 is the right
Last
answer,
I
though.
I thought you were 29.
Well, that was nice of you. Some people are just nice.
I was friends. At one point.
Yeah. I used to be 29. They don't believe it. Okay. All right. Are you guys excited for Thanksgiving?
Yes. Definitely.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, so let's tell each other tell onto the microphone, what are you excited about? I'm not going to just go down. You can just shout it out. Go for it. What are you excited about for Thanksgiving?
To go to my aunt and uncle's house.
Oh, that sounds like fun. Anybody else?
Have food and and have family over.
Yes, that sounds good. You guys, what are you excited for?
My siblings and my nephew coming over to my house.
Okay. TJ, you excited for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, to watch football.
Football? Love this guy. Sarah, are you excited for Thanksgiving?
Going to my...
Where are you going? Disneyland?
No.
The zoo?
No.
The moon?
No.
Your aunt and uncle's house?
Yes.
Oh, hey, 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 I knew we'd get there. Third guess is a charm. That's great. So why don't you guys tell me, before we do anything else, why don't you tell me something that you're thankful for? Whatever you're thankful for. What are you guys thankful for?
Oh, wait, can I go?
Of course, okay. Do it.
Music, family, animals, food, and God.
Okay, he's on the list.
That my dad drives me to soccer and soccer games almost every day.
Nice, that's a good reason to be thankful. Sarah, what are you thankful for?
Soccer,
yes, and you don't get to see this, but she's already in her uniform or jersey. She's ready for a game. Do you have
a game
today?
Yes.
You got a game in Santee? Are you excited?
Yes.
Are you going to score a goal?
No.
We've got realistic expectations of what's going to happen. Yeah. Aiden, what are you thankful for, Bubba?
I'm thankful for that my nephew is still alive because he has epilepsy and he had brain surgery when he was younger.
Wow, that's a good reason to be thankful. Teej, what are you thankful for, man?
Video games.
Video games. What's your favorite video game?
Tony Hawk.
Dude, I love this guy.
Dude, TJ is absolutely my favorite. Football and Tony Hawk Pro Skater.
Yes, I have that, and it's the best. It's the best.
You guys are just going to hold this one, okay?
I feel like TJ's kind of just really honest.
I feel like he's like an old soul, too. Like Tony Hawk. All right. Well, there's a Bible verse, and I love this Bible verse. I want to read this to you, and then I want you guys to tell me what you think it means. Okay? Really easy. Ready? Here's the Bible verse. This is something Jesus said in Matthew 19. Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me. Don't stop them. For the kingdom of heaven belongs to those who are like these children." Let me ask you guys, what do you think Jesus meant when he said, "Let the little children come to me"? What do you think that means? Go for it. There's a microphone. You guys, these kids are amazing. They're raising their hands. They don't need...
So they can learn.
So they can learn? That's good. Yeah, so Jesus said, "Let them come to me," so they could learn. What else, Egan?
Because everyone was kind of stopping them. And so kind of what Ben said, like, so they can learn about God and they can be a follower of Jesus. And yeah.
I love it. Aiden, go for it. You're holding that mic. Tell me.
I have two reasons.
Two reasons. Okay, what does it mean when Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me"?
One, Jesus loves everybody. Second, it's a representative that we're Christians, that we're child of God, and that we should come to him when we need help.
That was amazing. TJ, what do you think it means? "Let the little children come to me." What do you think?
No idea.
No idea.
Yes. Yes.
And my friend, just by that answer, you actually answered the question. You know what? When I think of what Jesus meant when he said, "Let the little children come to me," I think of honesty. I think of your guys' humility. Do you guys know what humility means?
No.
Humility. That's a good question. Humility means like that you have a really nice and kind heart. That you don't, if you don't know something, you say, "I don't know." Do you know what adults do sometimes when they don't know something? They make things up. Sometimes adults, we just like, "Well, it means this and this and then we have no idea what we're talking about." But I'm thankful when you guys, I think humility is a big part of that. So, "Let the little children come to me, for such is the kingdom of heaven." I want to ask you guys, what do you think the kingdom of heaven is? What do you think it means, the kingdom of heaven?
I think the kingdom of heaven is God's basically place. Like, we're God. Wait. Basically where God lives, his house.
Okay, all right. God's place. It's the place where God dwells. So Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me," because his kingdom is made up of who? Who's in God's kingdom?
Anybody who accepts Christ.
Anybody who accepts Christ. And how do they come to Christ? How does a person come to Christ?
Accepting Jesus.
And what does that mean to you, Ben? What does that mean? That's a good, that's a really good statement. What does that mean? What do you think it means? No idea? But did you accept Jesus? You did? Yeah? Egan, do you have a thought?
Accepting Jesus is when you choose to follow Jesus for the rest of your life.
Okay, I like that. TJ, what do you got to say for yourself? You're just sitting over here, cool, calm, and collect, just chilling with yourself. What do you want to say? Tell me your favorite color.
Green.
Tell me your... how tall are you?
I don't know.
Okay, tell me your favorite day of the week.
Weekends.
Okay.
Because of football and Tony Hawk Pro Skater.
There's time for football and Tony Hawk. Okay. Okay. Tell me your favorite thing about Sunday school.
I get to play games.
You get to play games? Okay. Do you have a friend in Sunday school?
That's so sad.
Your friend's name is I don't know. What's their last name?
I don't know.
Their name is I don't know. I've never met this person before. That's amazing. Okay, I want to hear. Anybody have a favorite Bible verse or a favorite Bible idea? Something that you like? Aiden, you were telling us earlier. You were saying your favorite Bible verse. What is it?
Philippians 4:11.
And what is that?
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Wow, that's amazing. Good job. Oh, here's your microphone back. I keep stealing the kids' mics, by the way.
I'm going to steal yours next, Sarah.
No.
Yes, I am.
Yes, I will. I will take it.
We hope you enjoyed our message. Crossing Cultures is focused on helping Christians learn how to connect to those who may live, believe, or think differently than they do. We would love for you to partner with us financially as we seek to take the gospel locally and globally. You can do so by visiting us online at www.crossingculture.org. We would love to send you a gift for your donation of any amount. Now let's hop back into today's discussion with Phil and our special guest.
I was thinking about something. If Jesus said that, when Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me," who was he talking to? Who do you think Jesus was talking to? The disciples. I think you're right about that.
Everyone.
Like everybody, yeah. Right? A lot of people, like all the peoples. Okay, so do you think the kids were there?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You think kids were there too? Yeah?
Yeah.
And do you think that the kids got excited when Jesus said that we have to be like little children?
Yeah.
That's a pretty big deal, right? Right? Now, so let me ask you guys a question. You all go to Sunday school, right? Mm-hmm. You're all in Sunday school. Okay. Who are your teachers in Sunday school?
Mr. Demas.
Okay, you have different... Pastor Daryl, Mr. Demas, yeah?
Daryl, Beverly...
Well, let me ask you a question. Are your teachers adults or kids?
Adults.
They're adults? Mm-hmm. The Bible says that we are to come to Jesus like little children, but your teachers are adults, right? So they have to learn what it means to be like a kid again, don't they? They have to learn. So that means, did you know when you go to Sunday school that you're not just there to learn, but you're also helping teach? You guys are teaching adults what it looks like to follow Jesus. Did you know that? You probably didn't know that, did you? You see, we all spend so much time thinking that we're here to just teach you guys. Sometimes we forget we're supposed to learn from you as well. And we learn lots of good things. We get to learn about how to have some fun. You guys always have fun, don't you?
Yes.
We get to learn about how to say, "I don't know," when we don't know. Mm-hmm. You're getting lower in that chair over there, TJ. Literally, you're going to be on the ground before this is over. You're just getting lower and lower and lower. Now I he just rolled his eyes at me. You can't see this on radio. So I want you to tell me something that you like about Jesus. Something that you like about Jesus. Think about it, and then tell me into the microphone something that you like about Jesus.
He's kind.
Jesus is kind, yeah.
There's no reason not to like Jesus.
No, there's no reason not to like Jesus. That's a pretty good answer. That's pretty good. Ben, what do you got? Egan, what do you got? Either one of you, it's okay.
Well, let's say it at the same time.
He's wise.
In case you didn't catch that, well, I heard one say he's wise,
and one say he's loving. Is Jesus kind of like your parents at times?
Yes.
Like really kind and loving and so Sarah, what does it mean to when you say Jesus is kind? What does that mean? What is
I
he?
I don't know.
You don't know? Is he? Does he listen to you? Does Jesus listen to you?
Yes.
Okay. TJ, do you want to say something about Jesus?
That he always takes care of us.
He always takes care of us. Is he? And he's always. Is he kind to you?
Yeah.
And does he love you?
Yeah.
And do you ever talk to Jesus?
Yeah.
How do you talk to Jesus?
Praying.
Oh, praying. What is praying, you guys? What does it mean? Because sometimes we use these big words, but what does that even mean? Praying.
It means to pray to me, talk to Jesus when we need help or we need to ask him for something.
Yeah.
It means like you are speaking to Jesus, basically, and kind of what Aiden said too.
Right, kind of like what Aiden said. Yeah, Ben, did you want to say something?
Yeah, I literally had the same thing that Aiden said.
You had the same thing, yeah. Sarah, did you have anything different?
No.
No, okay. Yeah. Well, I'm curious about something because we all said that it's talking to Jesus. Does Jesus ever talk back to you?
Yes.
Sometimes.
He does? What does he say? Tell us all.
He loves me.
Yeah, you've heard Jesus tell you that he loves you. So praying is not just talking to Jesus, right? But it's listening to Jesus. Can you guys tell me some of the ways that Jesus speaks to us? Does he, like, did you hear a voice out loud saying, I love you?
No.
Like from heaven, did you hear a voice saying, Aiden, I love you. TJ, I love you.
No.
I hope God doesn't talk like that. How do you hear God? How did you guys hear God? Aiden?
Okay. I kind of just felt it. In my mind.
Yeah, you just kind of feel it in your mind, yeah. Right? Okay, what else?
Yeah.
it got quiet. We were waiting for you there, Ben. Aiden, were you going to say something? No. Sarah, did you want to add anything to this?
No.
Okay.
I love how simple all the answers are.
Yeah,
I felt it in my mind. I think that's like amazing. And I love that it's just like, what's prayer? Talking to God. Using big words. Not something that's super religious. It's just talking to God. It's awesome. Love it.
Yeah, I love it too. It's so great. And do you think God speaks through your parents sometimes?
Yes.
Yeah. And do you think God speaks through your Sunday school teachers sometimes?
Mm-hmm.
That was not a solid yes.
No, it was not.
Did you catch that? That was
Sarah just looked at me.
Yeah. Sarah looked at you like, well, you gotta up your game, buddy. Yeah.
TJ, do you think God can speak through video games?
No.
There, take that away.
Okay. Can God speak through your friends?
Yeah.
Can God speak through mom and dad?
Yeah.
Do you have any brothers and sisters?
I have one sister.
You have one sister. How old is she?
2.5.
2.5 years old or 2.5 months old? Be clear.
Years old.
Did you say 2.5 years old?
Yes.
Okay. Can God speak through your little sister?
Yeah.
How?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, that's a good, honest answer. Hey, Aiden, can God speak through your, do you think God can speak through sometimes in your sadness? Can God speak to you?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Of course.
Yes.
How does God speak to you through your sadness?
He makes me feel better when I pray to him. Like when my grandma died, and after that, when my mom told me, I was really sad and kind of depressed, and I just tried to speak to Jesus, and he helped me.
That's so great. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you for sharing that. Okay, this is my last question. You guys ready for the last question?
Definitely.
It'll take a few questions, but we'll do it. Ready? Is Jesus coming back?
Yes.
Sometimes.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, do we know when he's coming back?
No.
No.
How come? How do we not know when Jesus is coming back?
In the Bible, he says we do not know the day and the hour.
Well, isn't that just real clear?
I told you he was about 30.
Aiden is 30. Aiden, did you say you were 11? You are not 11.
Okay. No, okay. He's about 50.
He's about 50? Oh, wow. He's getting older and older. Okay, so we all believe Jesus is coming back, yeah? Are we excited about Jesus coming back?
Yes.
Why are we excited about Jesus coming back?
So we can go to heaven.
Because so we don't have to live on earth anymore.
So we don't have to live on earth anymore. You don't want to live on earth anymore?
It's full of sin and hatred.
But it's, that's why. But again, it's only going to be 7 days or 7 weeks. I forgot. And then, but for earth, it's going to be 7 years of tribulation on earth. And then when he's going to come back, he's going to come back down and deal with us.
And friends, Aiden is teaching the Bible study next week, okay? Well, I want to talk about what you just said and what you and Egan were saying. Do you feel like the world is not a very good place sometimes?
Yeah.
No.
It's kind of a hard place to be?
Yeah.
A lot of people fighting?
Yeah.
A lot of people angry with each other?
Yeah.
If you could tell the whole world something, what would you tell them?
Oh. Stop fighting.
Stop fighting. Stop fighting, yeah. What else?
Go to the Lord.
Okay, maybe help. Trust God for help, yeah.
But look at Afghanistan. Look at what is already done to that.
I know. Look at what are we doing? Nothing good is coming from these things, mm-hmm. huh? Egan?
You're acting like 3-year-olds.
You're acting like 3-year-olds. And how should they act?
Like their age.
Or maybe, and this will be it. You ready? Maybe they should act more like you guys. Maybe that's why Jesus said, let the little children come to me.
Well,
maybe.
Well, some kids out of control.
Some kids out of control. TJ, are you out of control?
Do you want to be out of control?
No.
Do you want? Is your sister out of control?
Yes, sometimes.
Sometimes. Does she sleep at night and wake you up sometimes?
When she coughs, yeah.
When she coughs, does she cough a lot on you?
No.
She doesn't even sleep with you. Does she cry a lot?
Yeah.
So TJ, you're the final voice here. Tell me. Are you excited for Jesus to come back?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
And that friends wraps it all up.
Hey, I want to thank all of you guys for doing this. You guys are amazing. You have amazing answers. You have amazing thoughts. And it's a reminder.
You.
What'd you say, Yeeks?
Well, thank you.
You guys, you should always remember, Jesus told us that me and Daryl, who are super old, who's older, me or Daryl?
You.
What? Come on. Come on. Okay, who's older, me or your parents?
You.
Finally.
You're about the same.
TJ, am I older than your parents?
Well, my dad's older than you.
Oh, your dad's older? Yeah. Is he really, really old?
No, he's just 44.
Oh, he's just 44. Good.
Wait,
and
so
I'm 47. He's definitely older. But we're supposed to come to God like you guys. So I want to thank you. I think you are bringing more help to us adults than I think sometimes we bring to you at times. And so I want to thank you all for being with us on this. Thank you, guys. You guys have any final words you want to say?
I just wanted you guys to know that, like what Phil's saying, when I started doing kids ministry, I thought that, like, I had to have it all together and that I thought it would be just this me pouring out. But the more I've been around you guys, I have learned so much from you guys.
I've learned
about what it means to be patient, what it means to be kind, what it means to be loving, what it means to be honest is a huge one. And I think God let me do kids ministry, not because you guys needed it, but because I needed it. I really needed kids ministry. I really needed you guys in my life. So thank you for teaching me the last 3 years. So that's definitely important to me. So I love you guys. That's all I have to say.
Thank you, Daryl.
You are welcome.
I don't have a mic.
And thanks for being my friend.
Okay, you guys all want to say goodbye?
Oh!
Bye.
Bye to the radio world.
Bello.
Bye.
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 Yes, I'll never see you again.
Oh.
We should do this again sometime.
Let's do it again sometime. TJ, you want to say goodbye to us?
Yeah.
All right. And we're done.
You were amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. You were like, no, I'm not going to talk. And then you're like, talk, talk.
Su sangre nos mostró, su gracia derramó. Pensaste en mí, aún en medio del dolor.
Was Hijo del Rey by The New Divide. You can find their music on any music platform. Thank you for listening to Crossing Cultures with Phil Metzger. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. For more content, you can subscribe to our podcast, Crossing Cultures. Visit us at crossingculture.org, or you can connect with us on social media. If you live in San Diego, we would love to see you in person. Calvary San Diego meets on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. You can find our address at www.calvarysd.com. We're a new show, and we would love to hear from you.
Would you leave us a voice message at 619-500-4772? Again, that's 619-500-4772. And let us know how this show is reaching you. And pray about supporting the ministry of Crossing Cultures in prayer and financially as we seek to connect to those who may live, believe, or think differently than we do for the sake of the gospel. Visit us at crossingculture.org. Thank you for being with us, and we hope you join us next week on Crossing Cultures.